Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Like those dulcet tones from Sonny Salvatore. Speaking of music, today we've got a treat for you people. You know, you always say, I wish I could make it in show business. I just don't have the tools, the experience. Where can I go? Well, there's something out there now called Fame Wizard. That's right. Magic is about to happen. Because there are people out there who are going to help you achieve that dream. Two of those people are Ronaldo Topo and Tony Bon Jovi. Because they've come up with something called Fame Wizard. And I think you're going to be very excited about this. It's a new nurturing process for musicians, getting you in touch with the business end of the business, helping to nurture you, mentors, so to speak, virtual mentors. And this is all going to be great, but you know what? Why don't we just go right to it and bring them on? Okay. Here we go. Tony?
Hello, Nancy.
There you are, Tony. Hello. I've guests in the chat room. I don't know if you heard the intro. I'm very excited about Fame Wizard here. I know a lot of musicians. This is a great, great idea. And thanks to you and Ronaldo, who I have on the other end. I'm going to bring Ronaldo on in a second. But, Tony, first tell us a little bit about you. So I know you're a great producer. That's a given.
Well, I don't know. I'm okay. I'm good enough. Well, thank you, Nancy. It's good to be back on your show again. I've been here before with you.
Oh, yes, and, yes, I love that. I love that. That was terrific. I have it on my computer still.
Yeah, and some of your listeners who may not know who I am or what I do, but I'm a producer, and I'm best known for my production talents and abilities and bringing in new artists. That's my specialty, is working with people like Gloria Gaynor, who I discovered in 1973, and then I worked with the Ramones, and
Ooh.
I did the Talking Heads first record.
Hey, and ho, let's
course,
go. I love it.
Yeah, and then, of course, one of the biggest rock bands of all time is the Bon Jovi band, John Bon Jovi, who is my cousin, and I developed him. So that's what I specialize in, is finding and developing new talent that's basically unsigned. And, of course, back in the 1970s, 80s, and 90s, I had access, and the record industry was much different back then. But today, everything's changed, and what I like about Fame Wizard is it gives people who want to get involved in show business.
Yeah, as I said in my intro, people who have the talent, but they don't know, how do I do this? What is the business of the business? And what you've come up with, you and Ronaldo, is a nurturing kind of atmosphere with a business, combined with business savvy. Let's bring Ronaldo on now. Ronaldo?
Yes, hi, good morning.
Am I saying it right? Brutocco. I want to make
you know what, Nancy, with a name like Lombardo, you can't possibly mispronounce it. And we got Bon Jovi on this as well.
We got Bon Jovi.
We got three very Italian people.
And who knows more about the musical arts than the Italians? Tell me.
Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit, Ronaldo. So how did you two come together on this?
Well, what happened was Fame Wizard actually was in development for 3 years by our company. As a result of something that happened in my family, that it really made an impression on me about how close to impossible it was for young talent to really emerge anymore with the change in the record industry, the dramatic implosion of recorded music as evidenced by a 50% drop in sales in the last 5 years. And this drop is a direct response to the fact that Napster, even though it lost in the court of law on the copyright issue, it actually won in the court of public opinion, meaning that people continue to file share at an enormous rate. And it seemed to me that the music labels weren't responding to that new technology in a way that was proactive, that provided an upward mobility for people to break into the music business. And with that in mind, we decided to say, okay, if the old model was about control of distribution, control of the artist, control of the venue, control of the label, in effect, through the artist, then it meant that the new model was something about disseminated or empowerment. So disseminated control is empowerment. You take the artist when you find them, and you teach them what they need to know to continue to rise. And that's given us this expression, DIY, a do-it-yourself artist. The most famous ones, you know.
Yes.
I I mean,
it's
you know,
true.
Yeah, and for example, like the, you know, you, Justin Bieber is a DIY, Lady Gaga is a DIY. Now, and it turns out you don't have to be that famous to be.
And
successful.
That stands for DIY. Say for
yeah.
our non.
Do it yourself.
Do it yourself. Oh, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. So an artist that wants to break, and let me tell you our modest objective, Tony, because I want to answer the question why we brought Tony on, but Tony is the kind of person that opens the door for a tiny portion of our audience, of our artists, who are really going to go on to much greater fame and glory.
Well, let me just explain to some of the listeners what Tony does, and correct me if I'm wrong, Tony, but people don't realize, you can get up on a stage and you can sing fine, but it's the fine tuning and the quality that you add when you say, hey, you know what, let's bring this up here, let's add this track. You know what would sound good? This here. And that's, you enhance the artist with your talents. Is that correct?
That's right. What I do, what the record companies had me doing for them with artists is to commercialize what the artist does. So a lot of artists have their material and they express it artistically, and what happens is that sometimes it gets lost because people can't follow that. So what I do is to be, I have the ability to say, well, okay, all these things are good, but you don't need this and this, and we have to condense this down so that it's palatable and presentable and commercialize it so that the masses can understand what it is you're trying to communicate to them. That's what I do, and I try to help them with regard to the music and the production, and then also give them some guidance in terms of how you have to take direction, because becoming an artist or a rock and roll star or becoming someone who is internationally accepted requires a lot of people behind the scenes. And what I do is try to make them understand that, well, not only do you need the material to be
and
right,
this is all
you
through,
have,
let's go back to, this is all through Fame Wizard.
Yes. Well, it started basically through the record labels, and now with the digital age out there, Fame Wizard has picked up and carried forward the mantra that basically says this is how this is done. And we supply the guidance for artists, because so many people call me, and I've given so many seminars in universities around the world, and after that they come to me and they say, well, how do I get my music out there? How do I get noticed? And what is
and
it
what
that,
do you,
how
Tony,
do I commercialize
what do you look
myself?
For
that's
in an artist?
What I do.
What do you look for when you're developing this talent? What are you looking for?
You look for, first of all, if you look at the word show, which is very small, and you look at the word business, we look for the attitude. The attitude is very important. Having an understanding that even though your art and your craft is important, it's a business. And what I try to do, what Fame Wizard does, is to guide them and to give them information about how you go about doing all this stuff. Because it's not about the music, although that's important. It's about how you direct the music and how you present yourself with the music to those people who can further your career. So that's what we do. We provide the guidance that used to be done by the record companies several years ago,
this
which is no
so
longer.
This is so great for young artists. And speaking of that, I think I have one here, and it's why don't, if you're listening, go to www.famewizard.com, and I'm going to play Lachi.
Lachi.
Lachi. Yeah. Oh,
Lachi.
Everything's
great
Italian
story.
Today. Thank you, Ronaldo. All right, let me play it, an example of it. Here we go. Am I saying it correctly?
Yes, you're saying it correctly. And just say a little bit about that artist, because as Tony was saying...
And this is one of yours. I just want the audience who's listening. And by the way, there's another radio show listening right now. The George Bettinger, the Mom and Pop Shop, thank you for tuning in. And they also were promoting you. So thank you, Mom and Pop Shop.
okay.
So tell us about
Tony
this.
Tony was saying this, it's really important. We teach the business of the music business. Let's use Lachie's example. That young gal's band opened for Patti LaBelle. She's
wow.
been on Oprah. She's been on Time Out. She's been on Morning News. She's been on NPR. She's been on CBS Radio. She's been on the Onion, MTV, Iggy, The Deli, Spin Earth. Computer Music Magazine has covered her. NYU News has covered her. And she's in her 20s. And here's what
wow.
happened. She came to us less than a year ago, 9 months ago, and she had a small following, but she'd been on a label, and she'd never learned the business. So we said, okay, how do you take someone like that and help them break through? And today, in less than 9 months, she's up to 30,000 identified fans. We taught her how to build a street team, how to build from her base so she could get more paid gigs. Because what we learn, and we teach at Fame Wizard, is how an individual artist can achieve success right now. Let me explain what success means to Fame Wizard. We mean you can leave your day job. So if you're willing to leave your day job because you want to be a professional musician, that's what we're interested in. And some of you, like Lachie and like other artists that we have, you've got a chance of breaking through to the giant big time. But at the very least, we'll teach you enough about the business that you can leave your day job if you apply yourself. That's
and if they're musicians, they should go to Fame Wizard at www.famewizard.com for this information. Now, we have a caller on the line. It might be one of your people because I believe it's from North Carolina. Let's just see here. Hello? Hello? They hung up just as I got to them. Hello? All right. They'll call back. They just hung up. Oh, too bad. All right. But I think it might be one of your artists. But that's great. So you pretty much, between you've combined both of your talents, and Ronaldo, your background?
I'm an attorney by training and what's called a merchant banker. My occupation for 35 years has been investing in ideas that needed to have a chance to become real, and Fame Wizard is one of those companies.
Which is the connection to Tony Bon Jovi through business and music, as you were saying, show business. You can't just be famous. It just doesn't happen. There are steps to be taken, and what you're offering are these steps.
Right, and we do it with a series of online courses, but most importantly, we do it with a live coach who literally guides you through every step of your learning process so that you can understand what you need to do. Tony, by the way, does a piece of the business that we can't do. In other words, Tony is that final step of pro who can sit and listen to music and say, you know what, great pipes, but I think you need work on your lyrics. That's actually some feedback he gave us on one artist. On other people, will say, you know, I think you're about ready for this step, but not that step. So Tony is the professional door through which our artists can walk when they're ready, and we, in turn, are the farm club. We love being Tony's farm club.
I love the farm club.
We're getting people ready for
him. All right, here's our caller back with a question. Hello, you're on the air? Are you? They keep hanging up and giving up. All right. Call back 704. Say, listen, I have a feeling it's one of yours. Impatient musicians. They can't wait to be famous, can they? And this is a great idea. It's part business, part schooling, part getting the pros on your team to take you that step further. Can we play another one of your artists now? Shy Blakeman?
Sure.
I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Let's play a little bit of him.
Very different style.
Anything in now. I gave us a little more time on the air. So this is terrific. Now, do any of these, do you see potential for any of these becoming I don't know, writing scores for films, or their music being featured in films.
You know, Nancy, before you go, then I'd love to hear Tony's answer to that, because Tony's got a great answer to that. But I just want to point out the case of Shai Blakeman, who's in his mid-30s. He's been around for 10 years. He was on a label. They didn't help him. He is a guy who in the last 3 months has been adding over 1,000 new fans literally a week. He's now up to about 20,000 fans. He's doing over 900 downloads a month, meaning his base of identifiable fans is growing exponentially, which means his music will get purchased over time, and he will make it as he wants to as a professional artist. He'll never have to go back to waiting on tables. And to me, Fame Wizard, it is about that success story in Latchies.
Mm-hmm.
And then if some of the Shies and the Latchies also can go to someone like Tony with breakout potential, we're there for that as well. We call that the graduate division. But every Shy and every Latchie can get
that.
That
Tony's experience producing so many well-known artists is just such a plus. And it's not just, I wouldn't categorize Shy as country music. It's kind of Zydeco too, right?
He has that in there, yeah.
Yes, Zydeco kind of. So it's it covers a lot of range. It's not, I think with Tony's help, it's helping him grow and expand his appeal as well.
Yeah, Tony, what do you want to say about the comment she'd ask you about the film business and TV?
Well, one of the things that I do is I do a lot of music supervising for feature films, and I'm just finishing up one right now called Girls Gone Dead, which is it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek horror movie for teens. And what I do is when we need music for them, I have to go out there and find original compositions to put in the film. So what I'm going to be doing is turning to Fame Wizard and people like Latchie and saying, well, I need some songs for this. Here's a copy of the script. Let me see what you can do. And what that does is that provides the artist with a vehicle that they normally can't get involved with. So since I'm already someone out there who's known for producing soundtracks and doing that, I give them the opportunity to participate in a property that possibly could take off and give them the necessary notoriety to launch their career. There's no guarantee for anything. However,
no, there's no guarantee, but the connection is what we do. The connection. You have limitless connections to the industry, and I must point out, because we have two radio shows are listening to this show right now, Movie Attic Headquarters, Betty Jo Tucker, who talks a lot about music and the industry and film as well on her show, Movie Attic Headquarters. So this is a very interesting. And what would you say, how much time does it take to develop a talent?
Well, that depends. It can take anywhere from a day to years to develop a talent. It took me from 1980 to 1985 to develop the Bon Jovi band. It just took a long time to do that, because I had to keep going in the studio and recording and getting writers around John to be able to craft a song that fit the kind of style that would ultimately become the band Bon Jovi. So we do the same thing. Like with somebody like Latchie, for example, she has a stylized type of writing, and I recognize that and I remember that. So as I go throughout my daily projects or things that I'm doing, if I see, for example, in film, which is a good way to get involved, film, TV, soundtracks, and things like that, if a film takes off and one of her songs are on there, well, then, of course, that's a great vehicle for her to get involved with that normally she wouldn't be able to do. So I recognize and understand what the artists do. So Fame Wizard gives me the ability to go back and find those people. But before it even gets to me, Fame Wizard provides them with the necessary background to understand that, well, this is a business, and this is what we need for this particular project. You might have to write the song two or three times over. So it takes however long it takes. It can take anywhere from a day, which is highly unlikely, to years before you get in a position to be able to launch a career. But the opportunities are something that we provide, because I have enough credibility in the industry. So when I approach a Paramount or a Warner Brothers and I say, well, okay, I see this film and the soundtrack that you want me to do, and I have about 5 movies coming up this year alone.
Wow.
That I'm going to be doing. Yeah, there's a lot of work out there. So the problem then becomes, well, where am I going to find these writers to make these films or to do the music for these films? And we provide an opportunity to them to be able to give them the to exploit what they do in a good way, to give
right.
them
so,
that
so tell
vehicle
me this.
To help launch them.
Tony, Ronaldo, what is step one?
For Fame Wizard?
Yes, to step one.
They've got to go to Tony Ronaldo.
Yeah. Step one is you got to care enough to be willing to work to create a success for yourself and start to build your career. You have to treat it like it's a business. So if you want to open an ice cream store, you better learn something about retail. If you want to be a singer and you want to be successful, you want to leave your day job, you come to Fame Wizard. We charge a very, very low rate. It's $149 a month. So any artist can absolutely afford it. We keep it very, very low.
And
no
is this a continual thing? They can just keep going on it daily? They can go on it? How does that work?
Oh, yeah. Actually, we don't think we can do as much magic as we want to do in less than a year, candidly. It's like anything else. If I tried to tell you everything you need to know about the record business in 30 minutes, I would do you a disservice, Nancy.
It's an investment. And besides that, they can deduct it because it's part of their business.
And what they'll do is during that, as Lachie is, as Shy is, during that time they'll start getting gigs. We'll show them we teach them how to tour. We teach them how to get gigs. We teach them how to protect their copyrighted music. We teach them how to develop a fan base so that they'll know how to get people in what we call their fan base pyramid who will support their rise. In fact, number one thing we try to teach them is we empower them to go find their musical village. Every village is looking for a musician. And you can find your musical village that's now in this world that we live in. It could be somebody in India. It could be someone in Pakistan, somebody in North Carolina. It could be somebody in New York. In other words, we live in a virtual world, so you can have a virtual village. And the question
so
is, how do you find your villagers?
Can I ask you this? Then for Fame Wizard, www.famewizard.com for more information, can any type of music go to you for help? Can any type?
Yes.
Do you have a line you draw?
No,
sitars, you know, something like
that. No. We encourage, we don't make a judgment about your musical ability. That's not our business. People like Tony do that after you come to us. What we're doing is giving you the tools to learn the business of the music business, and we're preparing you to meet people like Tony so that when he does meet you through Fame Wizard, he knows you're a reliable person who's gone through the program, who's absolutely got the talent, and who's got the discipline, key factor, the discipline, to be as successful for Tony, because Tony doesn't want to waste his time. He's such an important guy. And by the way, we have all these other really fabulous, I don't want to take any limelight away from Tony, but we've got Elliot Goldman, we've got David Braun, we've got the lead sitter for Toto, David Paich, we've got the former head of American Musician Society, we've got these Tommy from Tommy Boy Records, Tom Silverman, we've got all these incredible people who have banded together as the advisory board because they want to see artists emerge and be successful. These are the best guys like Tony from the industry here saying, okay, there's a new game afoot. How do we have the artist win and we also could keep making music and producing it? That's what Fame Wizard does. We're the Farm Club.
You're the Farm Club. And so it's also, I found out who our anonymous listener was. That was Mike Harmon.
Oh, sure.
704.
Okay.
From North Carolina.
Hi, Mike.
A lot of people just, sometimes they'll call into the call-in room and they are just listening because they can't figure out the computer. But we've got a lot of people in the chat room, including two other radio shows listening. Thank you, other radio shows. They love it. That's very informative, they're saying. Very informative. That's Movie Attic Headquarters. Oh, boy. It seems like they said you produce a lot. They said they just Googled you, and it says, I guess, Tony, you a ton of stuff popped up. That's great. Oh,
you know,
good.
Apropos to what you were talking about with the different genres of music, I want to refer back to the film that I'm currently working on called Girls Gone Dead, which is it's a lot of fun.
I love the title.
A tongue-in-cheek horror film, which is fun to look at. It'll be out in March, and there's a scene in there that takes place in like a beach bar. So what we needed was some calypso music of all things with steel drums and that. I had to go out and find somebody to do that. And I started working on this prior to my involvement with Fame Wizard. But what I would do is talk to some of the advisors there and say, I need a calypso beat for this particular scene in the film. And then I depend on them to the advisors of Fame Wizard to go back to the roster of people of the talent that they have to say, well, here, there's an opportunity that's come up because calypso music, I mean, what is that? That hasn't been in vogue since the 1950s, but for a particular scene in the music, we need to have something like that. And that's where Fame Wizard comes in, and that's what's so important and what makes them viable, because it's the new digital way, the methodology that Fame Wizard utilizes to get
and
your music out
there. It's faster. You're cutting out all the time that it takes. I got to write letters. I got to do this. I got to get in touch with this person.
Exactly.
You're cutting down the time factor. You're saying, all right, let's take that off the table. Talk to me. Which makes all the difference. And by the way, my listeners, I just want to announce that, Tony, you also produced Aerosmith, Talking Heads, Ramones, Jimi Hendrix, Black Sabbath, Bon Jovi. You've got – they're coming to not just somebody out of nowhere. You built up a studio, I think, out of a Con Ed building or something in my notes here.
That's
and
correct.
You built
That's
up
Power
this,
Station. Power Station Power Studios Station. In New York City. Yep.
Power Station Studios in New York City. And you've built this up. So the experience that you're adding along with Ronaldo's business expertise is a great combination. Now, say I have listeners right now. They want to go. What do I do? Go sign up? How do I get started?
Sure. Just go to the website, famewizard.com, and click on the artist that you want to join, and a talent scout will contact you, and we'll do an interview to make sure that you're actually serious about your musical career. We're not looking for dilettantes. We're looking for people who we can help.
So they contact the website first, and then you get back in touch with them? How does that work?
Yeah, it's a time-intensive thing we do, so we're looking for people who really want to quit their day jobs. And so they contact us. We literally have a very talented talent scout. In fact, they'll probably get called by David, who has a degree from USC in music and a master's in the business in music business from USC.
David's last name?
It doesn't matter. But
it doesn't? Okay.
We don't give out his last name.
All right.
Because David only gets referrals through us.
But he's part of this. He's part of Fame Wizard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's the talent scout. So he'll call you and he'll interview you to make sure that this is a good fit. If it is, then we go, come on, we think we can help you. And if it's not, we'll tell you that because we don't want to waste our time either.
Yeah, so you're not taking anybody's money. You're saying, look, if we can help you, let's talk. Let's see how we can up the
That's
game.
Right. That's
up
right.
The game
because
here.
It really... Candidly, the first few months that you're involved, we lose money on every artist for a number of months because it takes us a while to help sort out what they can do, how to get them going. So we're looking for people who are going to seriously work with us for, 6 months to a year minimum that we can then get ready for someone like Tony. For example, Lachie's only been with us for 9 months. Shy's been with us for 3 months. And so it takes a while for us to, and the company's only a little bit less than a year old right now. So it's not something, and we have, by the way, 75 artists under contract already.
Wow.
And growing, and we're growing at several artists per week, and we're doing it very selectively.
And is that under Fame Wizard that they're under contract to?
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh.
Fame Wizard. Yeah. And so how long is Fame Wizard's only been how long now?
Less than a year.
Less than a year. And already you're talking about Shy getting all these hits and Lachie, how well she's doing. Do they need to have a CD
We taught Lachie how to do Kickstarter as a way to raise, what she did, $5,000 so she could go back in the recording. So here's a woman who's written 300 compositions, and she needed to go back in the studio to do her fourth album, and she needed to get some more cash. And we said, okay, we'll teach you how to do Kickstarter, and did. So she raised $5,000 from Kickstarter to go back into the studio. And that's something we taught her how to do. That's just an example.
And we're not going to give away what that is. I have an idea what it is. But we won't give away what that is. That's just all part of the Fame Wizard process.
Yeah.
The step-by-step.
Well, Nancy, let me just
sure.
if I may interject one thing.
Sure.
What we've been able to do, what Fame Wizard has been able to do, is have their material, Lachie and Ty's material, heard. For example, on a show like yours, where normally that wouldn't happen. So through Fame Wizard, we're able to get them exposure on a radio show like yours and however
yes.
many people that are listening. So that's
yes,
the
and
goal
this is
here.
And this is an international
that.
Radio show. This just isn't in the United States. This is international.
Right,
yeah,
so, international.
And by the way,
Wizard, we're able to give them international exposure for their music where normally they wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah,
and that's what one of the things that Fame Wizard provide is an outlet. So somebody over in Japan might hear Lachie or Sai and say, well, I like that girl, and then they'll contact Fame Wizard and say, we want to be able to hear more material that those artists have to
You know what?
Work
and
on.
That is so true, and I do have, like I said, other radio shows listening that listen to my radio show, but I have heard people, and I've gone looking for them. but only because I've heard them on, like, shows like mine or radio shows on the Internet. Then I've gone looking, and I said, I also have a cable show on in New York City, and I said, I'd like to feature any of your videos on my cable show. And I saw I have bands from around the world.
And by the way, just as another example of what Tony said, we have one of the people that we work with is a two-station radio group in Oklahoma that looks for new breaking country acts. We introduced Shy to them, and he just went through a 10-day full rotation on two country music stations in Oklahoma. He didn't even know they existed, and we placed him there because we knew that that would be a good fit with the manager and the owner of the station. So we're always looking for how to help the artist break through. But I want to go back and just say one more time. We're here for the artist who just wants to leave their day job also. You don't have to think you're going to be Mick Jagger. It's great if you are, by the way. We'd love to help you. But if you're just going to be someone who's going to be competent, who's going to respect Tony's time when he says, hey, I've got a way you could write some music for my next film, and you realize what a break it is, and you realize that someone in the business just gave you a business leg up. See, we're there here to make it easy for people like Tony, and we're going to do it by empowering the artist to succeed.
So, all right, so let's say we have some artists listening right now that they should go to your website, www.famewizard.com. Is there something they need to get going, fill out?
Click on artist. It'll walk them through what they have to do so that we'll know they're there, and we'll have David, our head talent scout, we'll call them. We have other talent scouts, about 15 of them around the country, but if you go in through the website, one of them will refer you to David after they look at your materials. We ask you to send us a couple of cuts of your music. And what we're looking, and just to give you something, for the 75 artists that we currently have under management or in our company, we've probably gone through, I'm going to say conservatively, 750 interviews.
Wow.
So
and
it's not
would,
like we're looking for
everybody.
Now, they
can be anywhere in the world?
Huh?
Can these artists
absolutely.
Be anywhere?
Absolutely. We have a couple from New Zealand right now, actually. In fact, we encourage it for the parts of the world because they need to know what's going on in the American music scene worse than anybody even here. And it's even more challenging in other countries to get your first breaks.
So this
absolutely.
Is just this is a new look at the new – it's the new wave. This
it's
is
a new
wave coming in that, you know, you got to think outside the box, everybody. You've got to advance your mental thinking that – yes, you do have to perform live, but how do you promote yourself while you're performing and to keep it all rolling and moving forward? And this is at a much faster rate than trying to do it yourself.
Well, it's very hard to do it yourself. How would you ever know where to begin? I can tell you that both Lachie and Shy Blakeman, if they're on the air with us right now, would tell you that, and both have been with labels, would say that they learn more with us in, say, 90 days than they learned in a year and a half or two with labels. And, in fact, are learning things they didn't even know were critical, and now they realize how important they are.
And it's so important with that. It is a business, and that's, as in anything, it is a business part of it. And it's not about taking it personal, but it's about moving forward with it. At www.famewizard.com. And Lachie is very interesting, and she came to you how long ago?
Lachie's been with us almost 9 months now. She got there fairly early. Shy, only about 3 months.
Shy, about 3 months. Okay, you know what? I added extra time, which was good because we had more to say, so that was terrific. And let's see, we have 6 minutes. I'm going to give the last 4 minutes to Lachie to play us out on. So is there anything else you would like to add?
Oh, just thanks for having us, Nancy. And, you know, I've read something about your successful career as a comedian, and you know yourself that you could have been the funniest person in the room, but if you didn't understand what you had to do to make it in the business, no one would have heard your humor. Same thing is true with recording artists. We come to work every day saying, how can we help the artist to emerge? That's what we do.
And it's also the business aspect of it. You help them through that, the confusion, right, Ronaldo?
Yeah, what we're teaching is the business of the music business. And people like Tony can help you with some of your musicality issues, but we're really here to teach you the how to just do basic block and tackle, how to do the things you need to do if you want to have a chance of success.
And so far,
and wishing will make it so, as you know, Nancy, right?
Yes.
Wishing alone doesn't make it so.
No, I think this is a fantastic opportunity for musicians. And you don't have to be a new musician. You could have been out there and just you feel you're not getting anywhere.
Absolutely.
And you just go to famewizard.com and check it out. What do you have to lose? You have to invest in yourself if you want to move forward. You just have to do the investment. www.famewizard.com. Thank you both, Tony Bon Jovi. I wish you much success and many more productions. I can't wait to hear more of your artists. Please keep me in touch with what's going on. And Ronaldo, I think it's great. You guys are like, I want to say, the godfathers here of the new music industry. And that you're nurturing, and, you know, I'll take care of it, kid. You just keep playing that music and listening to me. All right, www.famewizard.com. Everyone, it's the new wave. You got to go there, check it out. And let's go out with a little Lachi. Thank you both.
Thank you, Nancy. Thank you.
Thanks, Nancy.
All right, bye.
I found your secret hideaway. In a place where you keep all of your
concepts of developing things, the concepts of creating, and encouraging everyone. Ooh, 10 seconds to go. George Bettinger today at 4 p.m., but you'll have to go back and forth between Movie Attic headquarters. I love them both. It's a hard call. But try to hang in there and just overlap. Go to FameWizard.com, www.FameWizard.com. Let's get your star shining. Okay, this is Nancy Lombardo in Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in.